So now that you're prepared and you're looking for that special loan just for you, again, let's get back to how do you turn the tables on a banker? In other words, what questions would you ask a banker to find out whether or not they're the right banker for you?
Well, as you know, if you take a look in your yellow pages, you're going to have pages and pages of lenders. Which one are you actually going to go talk to? The possible answer to this is you go talk to every one of them.
Right.
That is probably going to be a really big waste of time.
So what do you suggest then?
Well, I'm a mortgage broker. I suggest you go talk to a mortgage broker.
So let me ask you this then. What's the difference between a banker, which you once were, and today you're a mortgage broker? In simple terms, what's the difference?
Well, one of the frustrating things about when I was a banker is I could only offer my clients what my bank decided they wanted to offer.
I see.
If you weren't in the box as to what the bank was offering, it didn't matter how good of an investor you are, how good your credit report was, we weren't going to make the loan.
So you couldn't go look for the loan that fit the investor.
Exactly. Now, what a mortgage broker does, he's an independent loan source. And a good mortgage broker spends most of his day talking to lenders, even looking on the internet to see what programs lenders are providing.
And that's why you say there's a program for every property out there.
Exactly. Now, one of the problems is if you go to a lender this week and he's offering a loan program, next week he may not have that program available.
Is that right?
Exactly, because loan programs are put into what's called the secondary market. And what lenders do is they try to fill a pool of loans. So once that pool is full, they may cut off that particular loan program. Or they may decide that we have too many of this type of property in our portfolio, and even though we've lent on this particular type of property in the past, we have too much of it, and we're not going to do it again. What a mortgage broker does is visiting with all these lenders keeps up to date on what everybody is doing. Most of us have a pretty sophisticated database and access to sources that are not going to be available to the typical investor.
Right. So I've heard people say that they don't like to go see Peter Hominick because he's a mortgage broker and it costs more money than going to see a banker. Is that true?
No. With a mortgage broker that has direct connections to a lender, that lender considers that mortgage broker the same as an employee, even though he's not getting a paycheck every week. So what that lender will do on any mortgage that that broker closes will discount the price to the mortgage broker so that the ultimate cost to the investor is the same as if that investor went to that lender directly.
I see. That's good.
Now, one of the things you have to understand is a lot of your best lenders will not talk to an investor directly. They are a wholesale business. They do all of their business through brokers or mortgage banks.
So they look at you as a representative of them to process, to clean up, to do some of the hard work.
Exactly.
And you present them a clean package.
Exactly. Makes their life a lot easier, and it goes back to being prepared. The mortgage broker also has to prepare your package to get it to that lender to have it approved. Another step in being prepared.
Good.